Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. And welcome to the show. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 458 new confirmed COVID cases over the weekend. Yes, you heard me. 458. That's about double of last weekend's numbers. Out of those cases, 365 were here in Lagos. Yesterday's nationwide numbers were 203 and Lagos was 186. NCDC says that they're making preparations for handling a surge in cases. Lagos, you know what that means. The surge is apparently here. Take your precautions now. Limit your movements. Wear a mask when you go out. Keep your distance from people. Wash and sanitize your hands. And go and get vaccinated. The vaccines are there. The vaccines are safe. I've gotten both shots. I got my second shot as far back as June 21st. It's been 1 month later. I don't have a tail. I don't have horns. I don't have 5G. I'm not able to light any bulbs. I'm obviously not dead because I've been bringing you the show every single day. So go and get your vaccine. I take God, they beg you. Please protect yourself and the people you care about. And while you are at it, go and register online to vote. That's our second hard fact of the day. Voter registration is ongoing and you can register online at cvr.inecnigeria.org. Especially now that they've shifted the physical registration process. Right, the voter registration process at offline and in physical offices, that's been postponed again. So if you are 18, if you are of age to vote, I recommend that you get online. www.cvr, C for cat, V for violence, R for radio, .inecnigeria, one word, inecnigeria.org. That's O for orange, R for radio, G for God. cvr.inecnigeria.org. Hey, if your votes don't count, there won't be such a fight to make sure that the electronic transmission process is not as hitch-free as possible. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. They listen to this show every day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's start with the big weekend where we'll talk about the flooding in Lagos on Friday. Lagos, I suffered. Hey, your girl suffered. This babe that you're hearing her voice, she suffered on Friday. The water that I swam. We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about INEC saying that there's enough nationwide network strength for electronic transmission. That's right. We heard from INEC. And they say there is enough nationwide network strength for electronic transmission. And then we're going to talk about Nnamdi Kanu's lawyer claiming that he was illegally apprehended and tortured. Chikwudi will bring you Checkpoint as always. And on today's big hard fact, let's talk about the current moves to amend the NBC Act and the Nigerian Press Council Act. I'm going to be joined by the directors of the Center for Media Law and Advocacy, and I'll also be joined by the director of the International Press Center. As usual, we'll bring you the latest news updates every hour on the hour. But let's get right into the big weekend. I'm excited to talk about the stories on the big weekend today, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
be saved from flooding. Who do you believe on electronic transmission of results? NCC or INEC? Who do you believe? Whose account do you believe? Who has the final say? Is it INEC or NCC? And was Nnamdi Kanu extradited illegally? These are the conversations we're going to have from now until 4 o'clock. It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. Many parts of the island were flooded on Friday after the day-long rain. But it wasn't just the island. Many parts of Lagos, but perhaps the island was the worst for wear. By the time I left the studio to go home, Victoria Island looked more like Lake Victoria. I swear to God, by the time I got home, I was now seeing all the pictures and videos that people were putting online. Somebody caught catfish in their house. People's cars were underwater in their parking lots. A lot of Lagosians suffered heavy losses and damage in those floods. It was a terrible, terrible day. It was very scary for me because you leave our office in Etimiyang, and then you say, oh, let me drive out, right? And so you head towards the local government close to Muriokunla, and it's flooded. You don't expect to see flood around Muriokunla. So you're like, okay, let me boycott the flood and go around and go and pass maybe Ajose Adeogun and come out through Ligalia Yorinde. My man, it was a disaster. And then, okay, I then went to take the road around Mobile, and that one was so bad that it covered like half of my vehicle. Like a bus was driving in front of me on that Friday. I was driving with such speed. I don't know where you're driving with such speed in a flooded, on a flooded road. Like, where are you flying to, chairman? And he was flying in, and then he splashed like a huge wave of water over my car. And for a few seconds, like, I panicked and like I had an anxiety attack because I thought that I was drowning, because that's how bad it was. Like, I felt like my car had submerged into the water. It was traumatic for me, I swear. Like, it was so bad. And then you drive from Victoria Island and you get to Lekki Epe, and Lekki Epe was flooded. The express was flooded. Can you believe that? All the way to Elegushi, flooded very badly. By the time you get to around Jokande, then you see that, okay, well, there's no more flood in this area, you know. But I don't know if it extends beyond Chevron and, Ikota and all those places. But it was so bad, man. And it looks like we're going to be having more and more of those in the coming years if the trends continue. There was a report I was looking at, an OECD report. And that report made projections about what flooding will be like in 2070. It tries to predict the cities that will have the largest populations exposed to serious flooding. And Lagos is ranked number 15 globally. Globally, number 15. The report predicts that by 2070, 3.2 million Lagosians will be exposed to serious flooding. And it was back in 2007 that they were predicting this thing. Back in 2007, the number was about 300,000. So clearly the problem is getting worse and worse. Now the question is, what is being done about it? Does the government, any government, whether federal or state or local, does the government have a plan for saving Lagos from all this flooding? Or are we basically in the hands of the sea gods, if you will? Because whenever we talk about flooding, people will say, hey, it's because people are throwing trash in the drains. But when you talk to the experts will tell you that trash in the drain is just a fraction of the problem. That's not what's causing the serious flooding. First of all, are those drains connected to a final draining point? Or are they just canals leading to nowhere? If your drains don't end up in the ocean or in well-constructed sewers, they will eventually fill up and flow back. And then there's the water from the ocean herself. You have cities like Amsterdam that don't flood, even though they're below sea level, like Lagos, because they've built massive walls called dikes. We've talked about this before, 2 years ago. These dikes keep the sea away. And then they also have a massive water pump. Like, not a, they have several massive water pumps to transfer water from land back to the sea before it floods. We don't have that. We don't have those types of solutions here in Lagos. But we are going to need them. The question is, will we get them? Does government have a plan? Any government, whether it's Lagos or federal or local, does government have a plan? 0700-993-993-993. What was your experience of the Friday flood? Were you stocking it? Was your car one of those cars at Lagos Island? Do you think government will eventually do what needs to be done to save Lagos from worsening floods? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Women, call that number, 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. What was your experience of the Friday flood? We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And of course, we're streaming live on Facebook, and we're also streaming on YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Emeka is in Victoria Island. Hi, Emeka.
Hi, I'm fine, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for calling.
It was held on Friday.
Hmm.
Yeah. So my car is still smelling till now.
My own too.
I was even lucky that it did not break down.
Hmm.
Water in the Adeola Deku.
Mm-hmm.
It shot everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you get to the mainland, the most annoying thing, mm-hmm. yes, the drainages are blocked.
Mm-hmm.
But when they pack this dirt out of the drainage, they will leave it for a year. Go to Gulan or Ijesharu. Just go down to all those places.
Right.
You think we are living in a, I just don't know. The local governments are the disappointment. Even the states, they said that you monitor the local government. They're not monitoring.
Right.
All the deaths in the gutter that have been dredged out, they leave them on the road. Tire will match it. Okada will match it. Push it. When it rains again, you push it back into the drain again.
Hmm.
And we start all over again, year in, year out. That's just, sure, we are not capable of ruling ourselves. That's just the major thing.
Hmm.
That's just the thing. We are not just capable. The society is so dirty. The drainages are blocked. Okay, you manage to pack out the ones in the drainage. And you still leave it on the road for who again now? Please, we are just not capable of ruling ourselves. That's just, have a nice day.
Quite the strong verdict from Emeka there. Emeka, thank you very much for calling. Agnes, how are you? Thank you for calling us. Agnes, are you there? Oh, no. Agnes, call us back, okay? Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Han.
Hi. Good to have you on the show.
You can remember during Fashola government, Fashola was able to manage this situation. Well, as if there's not been flooding, I know that Lagos is water prone and all that,
mm-hmm.
but at least Fashola government was still able to manage the situation. You found out that towards like February, March, they start going to all the gutters, drainages in Lagos. You
mm-hmm.
see laborers digging everything out
mm-hmm.
ahead of the rainy season.
I see.
Since Ambode government and this Anwulu, the worst nothing. Look at Lagos state now. I don't know the kind of government we have in this country. At the state level, now there is no local government because they know that if they give autonomy to local government, of course, they will be powerless. So that's why everything is just federal government, president, and then governors. And the governors, they're not doing anything. This governor of Lagos said nothing. I don't know. Only God will help us, honestly.
Hmm.
So everything boils down to leadership, my dear. Everything boils down to leadership. You have poor leadership, terrible government, terrible leaders.
Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, you think government will eventually do what needs to be done to save Lagos from the worsening floods? And do you agree with the last caller that Fashola seemed to have a better handle on the flooding? Was it Fashola who had a better handle on the flooding? Or was it that there simply wasn't as much climate damage when Fashola was in charge than there is now, like there is now? I mean, I wasn't in Lagos at the time, so I really don't know one way or the other. Fatima is in Shomolu. Hi, Fatima. Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I want to talk about this flood.
Mm-hmm.
My own suggestion about how to curb it is they should just go back to maybe when we are growing, there was a time that we used to have environmental day.
Okay.
They used to pack all the gutters. The local government people will come out and instruct people to pack it. After the parking, there will be this Loma bus. They will be passing and people will be throwing their debts away immediately. Hmm. They will be dumping it after maybe days ago to still go back into the gutter.
Hmm.
That's the only solution I know that, because government alone cannot take care of the environment of this problem. Lagos.
Hmm. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Halima. We've got Emmanuel who says, stop talking about COVID. Now, you, Sabio, as far as COVID exists, I'll keep talking about it. Eh? You can block your ear if you don't want to hear it. And then he says, he's talking about our second story. We're going to get to that eventually. Okay, my car was among those cars on the island during the flooding. Wow, I'm terribly sorry. What have you done about it? I mean, is there anything you can do about it, really? We've got somebody who sent me a picture of his room. Oh my God. Ooh. The level of the water is almost at the window point. His bed is soaked, his wardrobe, his doors. My goodness. This is this area is Bokno in Jakande Estate, Isolo. Michael, I'm terribly sorry you had this experience. Man, Friday was bloody. Has it cleared out now? Thank you so much for sharing that picture with me. We've got... Yomi says that the Arabia Shola Primary Health Center says that Lagos has stopped vaccine for now. Is that right? Okay, I'm going to look that up and see what that's about. That doesn't sound right. But thank you very much for bringing it to my attention. OC is sending us a message from Canada. And OC says that what is going on is beyond drainage, good roads, etc. This should be a clear signal for Nigeria that still plans have future on oil production. What's going on now is global warming. Sea levels are rising. Icebergs are melting. Heat is increasing. In some countries in Asia and Europe, there's flood. Here in Canada and the US, we are recording wildfires and historic tornadoes. The time to aggressively educate citizens about how we contribute to climate change is now. I'm doing mine here. OC, thank you for your message. Omo is now Lakbere. Hi, Omo.
I'm fine, Sandra. It took so much time to attend to me.
Bele, welcome.
Okay, dear. I want to live in Victoria Island.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a big problem.
Okay.
In the whole of Victoria Island, I think the only place we have good drainage system, Adeola Deku and the newly constructed, Akindishola.
Okay.
Okay, so when you empty that water, where is it going to? If you know Amadu Bello very well, that place slopey enough to take the water to that river separating the Tura Island and the Lagos Island.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no concrete effort from the government to actually put a very sound drainage system that will take the water to that river. Beside the fact that we individuals we do not help matter by trolling everything inside the gutter,
inside
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The government on its part has not done well. Even at times when they try to evacuate what is inside the gutter, they don't pack it. Those things are left to dry there. And what the next thing you see, vehicle matching them, putting them back to drain the system, the drain.
Mm.
So, if you are blaming the individual for their recklessness, then the government should share the burden or the blame.
Hmm.
So how do we get out of it? How can you imagine the entire Victoria Island is sloppy enough to carry the entire water, the flood, down to that river? But nobody wants to work on it because they believe that coastal clearing would be beneficial to party political friends who are helping one way or the other to get to power. That is what is happening. We don't want to address the issue. Thank you, my dear.
Omar, thank you very much for calling. You know, I did talk about this throwing trash on the roads and in drainages, etc., etc. But like I said to you, when you talk to the experts will tell you that trash in the drain is just a fraction of the problem. That's just a small part of the problem. That's not what's causing the serious flooding. Those drains, what are they connected to? Are they just canals leading to nowhere? If your drains don't end up in the ocean or they don't end up in well-constructed sewers, they will fill up and flow back. And then I told you what cities like Amsterdam are doing. Cities like Amsterdam are below sea level, like Lagos. And they've built massive walls called dikes. These walls keep the sea away. And they also have massive water pumps to transfer water from land back to the sea before it floods. Does the government have a plan? Whether it's federal or local or state, does the government have a plan? 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling.
Yes, my name is Shade. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Hi, Shade. Were you caught in the flood?
Partially. I left Ojolegba trying to get to the island.
Okay.
You know, the map I said it would take like an hour or something. I got to Akpogwo and it added another hour. So I did the sensible thing. I just turned around the CMS. And by then, the flooding at Akpogwo was, oh my days. Uh-huh. I just turned around when I got to CMS, headed back. The traffic, oh gosh, I don't know how anybody got. A lot of people got home so late that day because of the traffic, especially on the mainland. I don't know how the highland traffic was, but the mainland traffic was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, having said that, I survived. yeah. Also, to correct the caller that called, there was a major flooding during Fashola's time.
Okay.
It was one of the first ones. I think it was 2009, I think. Well, it was major because it was like the first one we had had in forever in Lagos. It just appeared so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And but the response to it, I guess, is what people, they seem to come out and talk about doing things. But I don't, whatever, obviously, I don't think they did anything because obviously we still have the flooding going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the government is going to do anything. I don't think they have a plan.
Mm.
I don't think they have I don't think they want to do anything because at least they could start with the pumps if they really want to do something.
Right.
So yeah, I don't think they want to do anything. And also, I believe INEC over NCC, just for your next story. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. All right, Lucas, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and then keep talking. Our next story is NCC versus INEC. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
29 minutes past 3 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Every Monday, if it's 3 o'clock, we're bringing you the biggest stories that broke over the weekend. We call it the big weekend. And we started with the flooding in Lagos on Friday. Now let's talk about the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. It generated more controversy over the weekend, especially the part about electronic transmission. Remember on Thursday, the Senate passed a version of the bill that makes electronic transmission subject to approval from the Nigeria Telecommunications Commission. Do you remember that? The NCC. And then on Friday, I told you that the NCC has told the House of Reps that electronic transmission won't be possible in about half the polling units in the country because they don't have 3G or higher. That's what NCC said. Now, INEC itself has come out to contradict that. We heard from Festus Okoye. He's INEC's Commissioner for Information and Voter Education. And he said, INEC is ready for nationwide electronic transmission. He said, quote, INEC has the capacity to transmit election results from the polling units to the registration area collation centers, to the local government collation centers, the various state, federal and senatorial district collation centers, and the state and national collation centers. The Joint Technical Committee constituted by the Commission and the Nigerian Communications Commission and made of telecommunications operators met on March 9, 2018, and the consensus was that the requirements for the electronic transfer of results proposed by INEC is practicable. The meeting, therefore, agreed that the solution that INEC wants to deploy is possible. End quote. That's from Festus Okoye, INEC's Commissioner for Information and Voter Education. So Okoye is saying that not only is INEC ready for electronic transmission, but the NCC itself came to that conclusion in 2018. So if that's true, why did the NCC testify before the House of Reps that in 2018, only half the country has the capacity or had the capacity? Also, why did the House of Reps not summon INEC to testify as well? But anyway, Okoye did not stop there. Okoye said as well, quote, the commission will continue to pilot different solutions, bearing in mind that technology is dynamic and can limit human interference in the electoral process. The commission wants broad powers to deploy technology and is not in favor of a particular solution being written into the law. The commission is a creation of the constitution, and the law and its powers are derived from the constitution. The constitution has also given the National Assembly the power to make laws, but such powers must not be in conflict with and or at variance with the provisions of the constitution, end quote. The words, again, of INEC's Commissioner for Information and Voter Education. Now, if you pay close attention to what Okoye said there, he seems to be warning the National Assembly not to pass laws that exceed their powers. Remember that various lawyers and civil society groups have said that giving NCC the power to approve or reject electronic transmission violates INEC's independence, which the Constitution demands. And in fact, Okoye may be saying that INEC may ignore any part of the Electoral Act that is unconstitutional. He said, quote, we will continue to implement the provisions of the Electoral Act to the extent of its consistency with the Constitution, as the Constitution is the fundamental law of the land, end quote. Now, that to the extent is very loud, though. So what happens if INEC decides that this NCC clause is not consistent with the Constitution? Will INEC ignore it? Will INEC ignore it and deploy electronic transmission? What do you think about the comments from INEC's Commissioner, Festus Okoye? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. There's also WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And we're streaming on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Somaga is in Lekki. Hi, Somaga. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, I just wanted to quickly say something about the...
Oh, call back, Somaga, if you can. And yes, you can still talk about the floods on Friday. What was your experience with it? Did you experience anything? Do you believe that government has a plan? 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello?
How are you? What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Ruben from Yaba.
Hi, Ruben.
Yeah. I was actually surprised, you know, why INEC, during this whole brouhaha between National Assembly and Nigerians, they could not speak out. It's after the whole blah, 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 died a little. That's when a certain Festus Okoye now came out to talk. All through this period, INEC or their officials never said anything. They were just being, all of a sudden, they're not speaking out. So the press statement is there is kind of encouraging. At least it's giving us a bit of hope. But seriously, we know that the National Assembly have committed a great crime against Nigerians. So that's on one side. Mm-hmm. On the first step, hard facts.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra,
mm-hmm.
Why are you living in that part of the world, knowing very, very fully well that is a flood infested area? Why can't you move to the island, to the mainland, where there are no floods?
Isola is mainland. Isola is mainland and it flooded now.
Where
is Isola not mainland that it flooded?
is in Highland or illegal, you are already all those places. Where are they? Is it in on the mainland? Try and relocate to Yaba area. So what's in the lag?
Okay.
So I want to give you advice. Onike, with 800, it's worth 800K, you can get a nice house. In my own area, Onike, let it flood tsunami. Let it flood the biggest tsunami in the world. My area has never been flooded. I don't even understand the whole flood thing that you people are always talking about. They talk flood. Me, I just a year now, and I never see them since I've been living in Onike.
Lucky man.
Seriously.
Even on your on the road to on the road to work, on the
road, I got a nice car. What are you waiting for?
On the road,
your load. I come to Onike.
Okay.
Onye Majaro Johnson Ajayi Abuleoja Sha. So what's in the lag? Kakoka, come. We are waiting for people like you to come to our area.
Okay, thank you. I'll think about it. Thank you very much. Ufoma is a Margot to hire Ufoma. Ufoma, are you there? Oh, no, he's not. All right, let's go to Facebook, where we have some comments as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. Namdi Abana says, someone who should sanction Joy Bokwe, who is in charge of drainage, the Commissioner of Environment, too. The government should be blamed. Okay. All right. I don't see how, the commissioners are to be blamed for that. But, hey, start somewhere, right? Let's take a look at WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Most government paracetals always watch the body language of the president and the ruling party before taking positions. However, in this case, INEC sounds more believable than NCC. It's just politics taking to another level. That's a message from Steve. Steve is in Ijani King. Steve, thank you very much for your message. The truth is like the sun. He who sees it sees it not, feels it hard on his skin. Ah, I see what you mean. The aim of Nigerian politicians is to work things in their favor. Then the second is like the same. Loot money. All right. Teddy from Satellite Town says, someone who has failed us woefully, he came to Nigeria Info speaking English, himself and Hamzat. Proliferation of Agbero, traffic, illegal parks, dirty Lagos. You send Phil Bar Beach to build hotels and chalets. What do you get? Flood, of course. Teddy from Satellite Town, thank you very much. NCC isn't even independent. Why are they subjecting INEC to it? INEC should be totally independent, Prince from Ajah says. Saying we don't have the capacity for e-transmission of election results is a typical lie. They can work on the deficiency areas before the 2023, if that's the excuse. It's obvious some politicians want to manipulate the election results. In all ramifications, INEC is not in any way supposed to wait for any approval from the Senate. It's obvious some politicians want to manipulate the results. Prince from Ajah with that message. Prince, thank you very much for your message. James Ogbeifun on Facebook says, let the National Assembly go ahead with the law. It will be tested with its consistency with the Constitution of Nigeria. It will be surely null and void. All right, it's null, not non. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Good to have you on the show.
We're Nigerians. We don't know what to do again.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Which party do we want to vote for 2023? Because all of us we are talking now. Supposing they accept this electronic, this thing that we are talking. Which party are you going to vote for? Is it APC that has collection of 5 members of their district they matched together 2013? Is it not five parties that are there that are forming the APC? PDP are there too. Which party are we going to use? 2023. Now, think twice now. Because you people should go and form party. This party that are there. Some have root of 16 years.
Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting for other people to decide which party you will vote? It's a personal choice, is it not? Why should it be heard voting?
Let me tell you something. Nigeria doesn't believe on these people that have this party now. Which party? Do they believe in APC?
Okay. So say they don't believe in APC or PDP and they believe in Hard Facts Party. Hard Facts Party deserves to be able to have their results electronically transmitted. And if that cannot happen for Hard Facts Party, then we are back to square one, are we not?
When they are opposing this one now, why can't you do option A for? Tony Adeola time. If they don't want this one, they are notifying it. Why can't you go to option A for? If they want to do with all error, mass new era in 21st century that we are going backwards. Let them use A4 now. Is that not good? All of you will queue up. They will see you. That's why they won't leave it there. When someone has told me in this country that there's nothing Nigeria will say, they will listen to us. That's Nigeria for you.
That's actually not true, that there's nothing you say that they'll listen to you. If that were true, then this amendment would not even be in there at all.
Let me give you an example. Gani was arrested by Abacha. He told Nigeria that these people, they don't listen to us. He was with Abacha in the Asorok now. He's talking to anybody in some Irabor program, internet. So that's an example for you. He said he was watching CNN. No, that television station or Nigerian radio station, he was watching there. When he was alive. That's an example for you.
And yeah, that's one example, but there are several other examples of the government listening to Nigerians.
My dear sister Sandra, I love you so much and I love your program. Let's tell ourselves the truth. The truth is the one who can set up this country.
Exactly. And if we want to tell ourselves the truth, we have to open our eyes to see when changes are happening. They may be small, but changes are incremental. We cannot continue to blind ourselves to the changes that we're seeing happening because it feels better to say, oh, they don't listen to us.
We want to open our senses now, our right senses now, to electric vote. And that's only vote now. And they vote against it in the House.
They didn't vote against it. They didn't vote against it. There's electronic transmission. Yeah. Hold on. There's electronic transmission in the Electoral Act as amended. But they're saying that the only way it will go forward is if NCC says there's enough coverage. Now you have INEC, the independent body in charge of elections, coming to say we have enough coverage everywhere, and what they're asking us to do is unconstitutional, so we're going to ignore it. Why what else do you so? Want?
Why is this so? In the House, they say I or nay. Which one carries the upper hand? Is it not the yet?
Oh
we have sides now. We had them now. They're not giving the name. Why? Why, Nigerians?
I'm very, very
sorry for Nigerians.
I appreciate you calling me. Unfortunately, I can't answer that question because I'm not in the House. Anonymous is on the line. Hi, Anonymous. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine. See, this thing we are talking about. Is simply the fear of rigging. Is that not so?
Okay. Yes.
And I want to say most of the rigging happened in the major cities where you have network.
Okay.
So let there be electronic transmission in the cities.
Okay.
Then in the villages where we know the number of people that are there already, let them have the paper results.
Okay.
Simple.
Okay.
That will stop all the noise. In the villages, we already know the number of people there. So write it on paper. If you inflate the number, we can go and count the people in the villages because they don't have network. But in the city where they do the rigging, where they will throw ballot paper in the gutter, where they will set fire in the ballot paper and come and give us figure, we have network in the cities. Do electronic transmission of results in the city and do your paper in the villages. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anonymous, for calling. We've got a message from Emmanuel who says, the senators who are declining transmission of results electronically, I weep for this country. Come 2023, we are majestically waiting for them to come and tell us all sorts of giggery pokery, krikrum krakrum campaigns and promises. There's suffering in this nation because of oppression, but the question I'm asking this administration is, what is the solution to this disastrous direction without clear vision of our destination? All right. Thank you for your message. Let's move on to our final story on today's big weekend. One of Nnamdi Kanu's lawyers says that he was illegally abducted and held for days in Kenya and tortured. Aloy Ejimakor gave an interview to BBC Pidgin after seeing his client at the SSS headquarters. He's insisting that Kanu cannot be tried in Nigeria because his capture violated Nigerian law, UK law, Kenyan law, and international law. According to Ejimakor, his client claims that he was captured at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Nairobi, Kenya, while he was waiting to receive a traveler. They claim that the men who took him were Kenyan security personnel based on their uniforms, their weapons, and their behavior. But they claim that instead of taking Kanu to a station or official facility, they took him to a private house, chained him to a concrete floor, and allegedly tortured him for days. Ejimakor says the captors accused Kanu of being a supporter of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Kenya, but Kanu denied it over and over. Now, on the question of how Kanu ended up back in Nigeria, Ejimakor says the Nigerian and Kenyan government performed what is called extraordinary rendition. Extraordinary rendition is when a government captures somebody in one country, takes him to another without due process. The interesting thing is that both Nigeria and Kenya have signed international treaties outlawing extraordinary rendition. So Ejimakor is suggesting that he and the rest of Kanu's legal team have grounds to ask the court to stop the trial. Now, we're only discussing this because the government has still not given any clear details of how Kanu was apprehended and in which country and by whom. Government hasn't spoken. The ambassador to Kenya told us that Kanu wasn't arrested on Kenyan soil and that Kenyan security operatives did not have a hand in his arrest, did not partake in the arrest. Kanu is on trial for treasonable felony and he's the leader of a group that the government has proscribed as a terror organization. And so it's in the public interest to ask, has the government taken a step that could jeopardize the case? Have they done that? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Three stories. First of all, the flooding in Lagos. Second of all, the Electoral Act Amendment bail. And third, one of Kanu's lawyers saying that he was illegally abducted and held for days in Kenya. And he was tortured. What do you think about those claims from his lawyer? What was your experience of the Friday flood? Do you think government will eventually do what needs to be done to save Lagos from the worsening floods? And what do you think about the comments from INEC Commissioner Festus Okoye? I should mention, by the way, that Festus Okoye said that electronic transmission was tested even in the most remote communities in Bayelsa State. That's the Oceanic communities. So that's a great response to the anonymous caller who said, well, try electronic in the big cities where rigging happens and newspaper in the villages. INEC says, Festus Okoye says, that electronic transmission was tested even in the most remote communities in Bayelsa State. What do you make of that? Godwin in Lakwe, hi.
That's no president. And
good afternoon, Godwin.
Happy Monday afternoon.
Same to you.
Yes, I want to start by saying that advert by somebody who wants to take you from our place to mainland. I, Godwin, from Losoro Lakwe, I strongly stand against that movement.
Okay.
You are not leaving us. Okay. You're going to be together. And this is New Lagos. It's going to be better.
Amen.
Is that clear?
That's clear.
As our president, the Senate member to be, and by the grace of God, the advocate, the one who's going to take over from Abike Dabri and others, by grace of God, you are not leaving us. We are going to be with you. We'll groom you. As a material in Nigeria Info, the station for entertainment, for information, and for the best of the country. You are our own. We will not allow you go.
Okay, Godwin.
Thank you. Then, next to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to be remembered for? What is Lai Mohammed, APC, what are they going to be remembered for? And one of the things I advise, they should work towards ensuring the members for if the issue of this electronic display has been advocated by the right sense thinking people, positive minded, progressive minded people in the country. And any attempt by any negative minded, the slow business thinker, the negative people who do not wish well for this country, in every area, our spirit and the spirit of God of Nigeria and the progressive mind of Nigeria is going to fight those that have gotten to that seat and not through the back door. They did not get there through the genuine way. And now that they have gotten there, they want to continue under darkness, dictatorship, autocratic and whatever. That will not continue. And therefore, it is doable to ensure area that does not have network by any means. The government, if they can vote billions for the last election, for goat, for dog, for ram, for donkey, and just to ensure they are get to the seat, I think they should do the same by putting the necessary material, the necessary communication gadget, the satellite material at the local places so that everywhere there shall be network. Hence, we'll be able to get results transmitted as when due without any wicked act, just the way they did the other time.
Mm.
That is my stand. Thank you, our Predo Sandra. Carry on and God bless you.
Bless you as well, Godwin. Thank you very much for calling. Raphael in Victoria Island, I don't know if you're still on the line. Are you still here?
I'm still on the line.
All right, yeah, welcome. Go ahead.
About the flood, I want to talk about the flood.
Mm-hmm.
That Friday was so terrible.
It was terrible, my God.
My sister, in front of our office at the Gaza Bayou, at the Kandishola, everywhere was flooded. We left our office around 6 o'clock. We closed by 5. We left about around 6 o'clock. I got to get to around 1:30. Can you imagine?
1:30 a.m.
1:30. I've not been able to go to my house. I have to sleep with my organ in my boss place.
Hey.
Because of the flood.
Mm.
And then this is what I want to talk about. This government is this.
Mm-hmm.
22 years without interfering of another party. Mm. You understand? It's unfair now. There's another business to have to create another channel for the drainage.
Raphael? Oh, I'm sorry, Raphael. Call back if you can. We've got Omotere Akinwumi Ifeanyi, who says, Nigerian politicians are toying with the emotions of Nigerians. As it stands today, everyone knows what they're trying to achieve. My major frustration now is that either PDP or APC wins, corruption, lawlessness, planlessness, hopelessness will continue. The day Nigerians will get angry, no police or soldier can resist them. Lagos, we'll take a few more calls after we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We've got three stories really big from the weekend. We're taking a look at those stories right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 4 minutes to 4 o'clock. We've talked about the flooding in Lagos on Friday. We've talked about INEC saying that there is enough nationwide network strength for electronic transmission. And then we've talked about Nnamdi Kanu's lawyer claiming that he was illegally apprehended and tortured. My questions today, Lagos, can Lagos be saved from flooding? Who do you believe on electronic transmission of results, NCC or INEC? And was Nnamdi Kanu extradited illegally? 0700-993-993-993. For men, for women, 01465-7190. Hello, thank you very much for calling. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
It's Sandra.
Hmm?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
It's Comrade Ikechukwu from Abafam.
Welcome.
Kobokoman.
Kobokoman, welcome.
Nnamdi Kanu was extradited like Ewure. So they are going to arrest those people that extradited him, and I support his lawyer. Concerning Festus Okoye, may God bless that man.
Mm.
He has given us that INEC can conduct electronic transmission clearly. Are you understanding?
Mm.
because they want to undermine Nigerian youths not to vote. It's the people that he wants. And the one man called this afternoon, and may God bless him too, he said, they want to do something. Is it only APC and the PDP that we can vote? Can't we, you were even advising, said, mm-hmm. why can't we vote for another party? Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
So concerning the flood in Lagos, before they bombed my papa 1942, they have been flooded in Lagos. But it's a very, very charade and the bonkum and the insensitivity to our government not to clear Banana Island and the tunnel to hold water inside Banana Island. And this answer, make you not go that place where my friend, Ruben is ready to go. Make you not go that place. I don't want to miss you. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
So government should clear and we will save our citizens. Mm. We get our wahala.
Mm.
Because if people go, they carry on rubbish. They put inside the drainage.
Mm.
They block water.
Mm.
But to make government to forgive them by turning all the whole water to Banana Island. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Sam in Moe, how are you?
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
On the issue of the rain and the flood, I want to advise Nigerians, and you in particular, please, when it is raining, you can look for somewhere to park the car. Since you are leaving the office, there is no need you go into the flood. Because some time ago, I was almost drowned in my car. Because it come to a point that the car will go along the road. It cannot go any further. It cannot go. My car crashed inside the water.
Okay.
And I cannot leave the car and enter it. Because the flood was much. If you just carry me off. So please, when you have issues like that, or you have opportunity of staying in the office, stay in the office, let it subside. Even if it takes a day or takes some hours. For now, there is little or nothing we can do. Like you said, the issue, the government may not be proactive because if they need to build dikes or pumps to pump this water, it should be a long-term plan to remove the flood from Lagos.
All right. Thank you very much, Sam, for calling. Well, the OECD report said that we have until 2070 to figure it out. 2070, I'll be dead. Most of us who are, listening right now will be dead. So it's our children and children's children who will have to figure out this flooding situation. Is there a plan right now? Because if you want a tree to give you shade 10 years from now you go plant that tree. No be so. All right. We'll bring you business news. After the business news, we'll bring you Checkpoint. Chukwudi Ezeugu will bring that your way at 4 o'clock. I'm Sandra S. Zekwesili, Lagos. Don't go away.